Welcome to Shomach Shava on the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Memvov. The Gemara in the middle of Umud Aleph brings a story. There was a hupul muso de osol pomadiso, meaning there's some soldiers of the king that came to pomadiso. Oku rabba v'Rav Yosef. Rabba and Rav Yosef ran away. Pogabu Rav Zeir met them and told them something regarding the kazais shomru that you have in the covet. So first of all, interesting to point out the ritva in Yuma Daf Shin Zayin. He brings that the Gemara in a few places refers to Bavel as a place we don't learn Torah so well. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Nun Zayin says Bavloi Tipshoi Mishum Dedayir Be'ar DeChashoicha, the living in a dark land, Am Mishmaitz Adimechachshon. And when Metziat Apeh Amud Beis it says that when he went to Eretz Yisrael, he wanted to forget all the learning they did in Bavel. Says the Ritva, that's only in the earlier Tkufas in Bavel, where they had a lot of Gzeiros, so they couldn't sit down and learn with Yishuv Adas. But later, Torah in Bavel became much stronger and became the place of all Torah. So he says, how do we know that things were so bad in Bavel that people couldn't learn Torah? He says, one of the examples that he brings is the Gemara by us, that the soldiers came to Pompidiso and Rabbi Rav Yosef had to run away. This shows how in Bavel was so difficult to learn Torah in the earlier days. Now the Chasam Sefer, in the Drashas, in Ches Tamuz Tav Kuf Samechtes, he brings this Gemara, and he says, I learned this Gemara about them, they're running away, and it reminded me of a discussion. Because when the Noida B'Yehuda, Reb Cheska Landau, was in Prague, there was some kind of war, and there was some sorrows going on in Prague, and he wanted to run away from the city. So the people of Prague did not allow the Noida B'Yehuda to leave, because they said, we want our Rav to be with us, to protect us from the tsars, we shall have the schus of the tzaddik. And they said, that Gadol B'Yisrael should come and sacrifice himself for the klal, and now run away from a tzar. So says the Chasam Sofer, that really, there's many that argue, it brings other stories that there, the Gedolim did leave the city, and the Sfar there is, that even more so, if he goes out of the city, he'll be able to daven for them wherever he is. So why does he have to come and suffer with them? If other being out, he's be able to sit, to have a proper davening to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save them. And other Rabbah, there's a pasuk, the Remez Vayibin Tzoyal, right, when the Tamil Chacham is traveling, then Kuma Hashem Efut Tzoyevecho, then the enemies leave. So other you want the Tamil Chacham to leave his place, and that will be the schus to take away the enemies. So says the Chasam Sofer, near Elohi, that really it's a machlekes. Says, because the Gemara in Brocha says, Ein Chovush Mati Atzoy Beis Asurim. Someone who is in jail cannot release from jail. He can't be the one who is releasing other people from jail. You need to be out of jail in order to release the captives. And he brings an example to this. He says that the Ramban brings, in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Koyrach, Upshat, the Koyrach, after the Miraglim, then Koyrach gets up and starts fighting with Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Ramban, really they hated Moshe Rabbeinu the whole time. But Am Yisrael loved Moshe Rabbeinu. So it wasn't wise to start up with Moshe. But after the Miraglim came, at this Koyrach, there was a Taino on Moshe Rabbeinu. Why didn't you daven that they should go into Eretz Yisrael? All Moshe Rabbeinu daven is for them not to die right away. But his tefillah did not moil for them to go into Eretz Yisrael. So what's really the pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu did not daven for that? Says the Chasam Sofer, this is the insight. Because Moshe Rabbeinu himself already had a Taino on him that he's not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Meaning there was already a beginning of that Taino. Since he said, Shalach Biyat Tishlach, since he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu to send somebody else, so then he already started the midah that maybe he's not going to go to Eretz Yisrael. So he is also a chovush, he's also punished with that same thing. So he can't daven for others to go to Eretz Yisrael. If he himself does not apply to him, he himself also is not going to Eretz Yisrael. So that's the idea, to send the tzaddik away from the city. He won't be part of the tzara, so he can daven for everybody else. On the other hand, we find that when Yishmael, it says Yishmael didn't have what to drink, it says, Kishoma Elohim il kol hanar b'asher u'shom. So why did he listen to kol hanar? Why not to the mother? Why did he not listen to the tefillah of Hagar? Because it's better for one to daven for himself than for someone else to daven for him. That's a Rashi brings on the spot. So you see from there that it's better for the one who's in suffering to be the one daven for Hashem. So that's over here, the discussion. Is it better for the tzaddik to leave the city or to be part of the tzara and to daven mitoich tzara? Says the Chasam Sofer, that's the discussion over here in our sugya. Rabbi and Rav Yosef are leaving the city. They're going away because they feel they'll be outside, they'll be able to protect the city better. But Rabbi Zeir disagrees. Rabbi Zeir says you should stay in the city because that's how you can be able to protect the city better if you're part of the tzara. So he says, that's the pshat in the Gemara over here. What's the Gemara discussing? Which part of the kavod you need to have? It has to be mokom moro. So that's what Zeir's shita. Zeir says it has to be mokom moro. Meaning the whole idea of the kavod is because he's protecting the moro, it's protecting the gallbladder. So it needs to be together with it. And if you're missing the kazayis of the kavod and it's not mokom moro, so then it's a treifel. Says also here the tzaddik needs to be with the people of the city together because it's protecting it. Rav Hada Bahava says the Gemara says no, the kazayis of the kavod needs to be mokom chiyuso, the place, a place of its life, wherever it has life. So if the tzaddik could go away and have a better life somewhere else and he'd be able to be save himself, better than to do that and then daven for the people of the city. So this whole discussion of the Gemara is this same machlik as the discussion of the Chassid Sefer. And the Chassid Sefer himself says he wants to be machriya, and he says that in Am Yisrael, of course, there's a rule like that. Better someone that is not part of the tzara to daven for someone who's in the tzara. In other words, better to leave for the tzai, to leave the city. And it's going to be very beneficial because Am Yisrael are all one. And because they're all one, so the davening of one who is not in the tzara could be more for the one who is in the tzara and could be very beneficial. But Sheikh, we speak about Umasoil and Barishmoil. One does not connect to the other. So the only one who could save someone from being at Tzara is the person who is in the Tzara himself. That's how Kosh Baruch Hu listened to the tefillah of Yishmael and not the tefillah of his mother Hagar. So his machriya, the Nei Debi Yudah, what he wanted to do to leave the city, he was right. It's better for the Tzai to be out and have Yishuv Adas and be able to daven for others because the tefillah is moil for someone to be who is out of the Tzara, for someone who is in the Tzara, because Ein Chovosh Mati Beis Hasurim. According to that, Rabbi Rav Yosef had a right to run away in the case of our Gemara. Anyone who wants to join, response to the Shomach Shavah Shehurim, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.